20 minutes now before 10 o'clock here on WPHM on a Thursday morning. Beautiful day out there, too. And really good-looking weekend coming up, Memorial Day weekend. And this is when ordinarily you'd be asking everybody, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Where are you going? Not a lot of people going a lot of places. We do see northern lower Michigan and the UP being reopened somewhat this weekend. So I think a lot of people are going to be heading up north. But beyond that, you're not going to see an awful lot of travel today or this summer. Joining us right now, Google search trends expert Kayla Conti, to tell us a little bit more about what people are searching as we approach Memorial Day weekend. Kayla, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well, thanks. A lot of people are going to be doing virtual travel. What is virtual travel?
Yeah, you're right. Virtual travel gives people a way to explore new places while safely staying at home. We're seeing search interest in things like virtual tours around the world and virtual vacations spike more than 5,000% over the past 2 months in the U.S. as well. A lot of people are looking for new ways to visit some of the world's most popular destinations. In particular, people are really interested in museums, Disney, national parks, and college campuses as we look ahead to the Memorial Day weekend.
Well, and what's interesting is so many of these places that usually are tourist attractions have really stepped up their virtual game and virtual tours, haven't they?
Yes, exactly. Some of the more popular specific sites people have been looking for include the Louvre, Disney virtual tours, MoMA, even USC virtual tours. And what's fun is that there's some online platforms such as the Google Arts and Culture app. If you're a museum junkie like myself and typically spend some holidays perusing different exhibits, you can use the app and explore over 2,000 cultural institutions, including the Smithsonian, MoMA, and more, and get up close and personal with some of these exhibits right from your own home. And even Disney is getting in on the fun. You can still do the guest at the 11 Disney theme parks using Street View through Google Maps. And Disney has even uploaded their fireworks show to their YouTube channel. So if you're looking to bring in Memorial Day weekend and want to celebrate with some fireworks, just put up their YouTube channel on your TV screen and have a little fun at home.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, you can use this technology to really, have, kind of a little party, with your family. I mean, those that you're home with, because you're right. You can put it up on your TV. You can really experience this. I know it doesn't equal being there, but it's the next best thing. And I know you've got a lot of different resources on Google beyond just the simple search engine. You got a lot of resources where people can do this kind of virtual travel, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty awesome. I think, especially as we're thinking about a lot of students who have gone through graduation, they're graduating in the coming weeks and are thinking about what their virtual classes might look like as they enter fall semester. A lot of people are really trying to still feel connected to a college campus, even if they are doing learning from home. And you can use Google Maps and even check out thousands of campuses around the world using the Street View platform, and maybe make it help you feel a little bit like you're on campus. But you're right. I mean, I think people are getting really creative with ways to interact with things that they would normally be doing in the outside world if they were, say, traveling this weekend, and trying to make it fun for everyone who's at home with them.
I was like using things like Street View or Google Earth, and you could really spend hours just looking at different places without ever leaving your home.
Exactly. It was funny. One of the things that popped up as something that was trending in virtual world was virtual wine tasting. I found that pretty compelling. I would think it's probably pretty easy to do. You just look on YouTube and have a nice bottle of wine at home. So I think that's something I might be doing this weekend with some friends to make it feel like a little bit of a getaway.
Sounds like a great idea. So when people ask you, where are you going this weekend, you could say everywhere, anywhere you want to go, as easy as that. Kayla, thanks for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me. Have a good holiday weekend.
All right. Thanks. You as well. 1380 WPHM in Port Huron. Kayla Conti, she is one of the search trends experts at Google. And, yeah, you don't have to limit yourself. You can put things up on the screen, do some virtual travel. And honestly, a lot of places that maybe didn't offer virtual tours are offering them now, and I'm talking about museums and other places. So, I mean, just, you know, think about places that you wish you were, places maybe that you had planned to visit, places that you would like to visit, and chances are you can take some kind of a virtual tour on their website. There's just a whole bunch of stuff available that's been made available over the past couple of months. All right, 9:45 our time. We're enjoying a really nice day out there again today. Because Memorial Day is coming up on Monday, it is a holiday, and we are taking Monday off from the morning show. We'll have special programs from ABC News on Monday. But then we're here the rest of the week, and lots of people that we'll be talking to, including on Tuesday of next week, the mayor of Sarnia, Ontario, who, by the way, he was one advocating for the continued closure of the border, obviously open to essential traffic, but essential traffic only through June 21st, I believe, is the date right now. That may very well be extended. We'll talk to Mike Bradley coming up on Tuesday morning here on WPHM. We'll talk with our mayor, Pauline Rep, next week as well. Lots of other stuff to come, too. Let's take a look at the weather forecast from the National Weather Service here on WPHM. 61 degrees now. It's warming up steadily. Blue skies, sunshine, gorgeous day. Pretty much like yesterday. We'll get to about 70 for the high again today, down to 52 tonight, and another one tomorrow. Partly sunny and 68 degrees. Now, we do have a chance of rain on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, but it's only a 30% chance of rain Saturday, and that's mainly in the afternoon. Sunday, it's a 40% chance of rain, and a better chance of rain come Monday, Memorial Day. But if we can avoid those showers, boy, we're going to have some really, really nice weather. The temperature's moving up nicely. 70 today, 68 Friday, 73 on Saturday, 78 on Sunday, 81 on Monday, Memorial Day, and we're going to keep those temperatures up near 80 well into next week as well. Right now, it is 61 degrees here in Port Huron. And a reminder that Governor Whitmer is scheduled to speak at 10 o'clock this morning. So at or around 10 o'clock, we'll bring you live coverage of the governor here on WPHM.